Scientific Gemara is about the Sugya of Tatoy Gavar. So there's a Sugya which says that basically you have two things on top of each other. One of them is hot, one of them is cold, all the way around. The top is hot, the bottom is cold. The shaila is which one's going to win, which one's going to give Blius, the other one, the Chaykus, in the Gemara. We pass in the Tatoy Gavar. The bottom one is hot and the top one is cold, and it's going to mecham in the top one. And if it's a shaman, it's going to go kulay. I'm thinking, if the top is hot and the bottom is cold, it's only going to go to the klipa, and we pass in that because that's our governor. The shaila, the person says that, that's a possible exam in Shmuel, why don't we just do a science experiment, and do this, is basically just do a science experiment and see whether, which one is being gave at the top or the bottom. So the place he says, this is in Halakha all the way through, that's Tom Kolish, being that it's very possible maybe the top one wins, the bottom wins, you're not going to figure out. Being that it's going to be a Tom Kolos, it's not a Shnarket Tom, definitely not going to be able to figure it out. The Chayim is going to play through the Tom Kolos, we serve in the Razba. Kol Tom, which a regular person can't be Tayyim, that's not considered a Tom. So the Tom Kolos, which no one could be Tayyim, that's not considered a Tom, and therefore, why? Well, what's the difference between Tom Kolos? And the Yehuda says it's not Mukhrach, and as if you do a science experiment, not every single Tom to Tayyim be Gavra. If you do it 100 times, you know, most of the times it will be, the tzai will be gavar, but sometimes it won't. Just because he tastes the top, and he didn't taste that there were any blias coming from the bottom, it's not going to be 100% mukhrach, because it's not a double mukhrach that it's always going to happen. And that Akhrenim said that, even though it's not always mukhrach that says we gavar, there's no sign that it always will be gavar. That's for sure. If you're a tzai gavar, it always never going to be gavar, and if you're a loy gavar, the tzai is never going to be gavar. Maybe sometimes it won't do anything. So they still have right to do an experiment, and if you see either the Tatoi Gavar or the Loi Gavar, that should be enough to prove all the time. Tiv Gavim says the whole thing is wrong, where there's no Kseila. Avad is a Kseila, Halacha Maisa, if you have a Kseila, taste it, that's because there was not Gavar, so the Loi was Gavar, then you become a Kseila, and that would be Machriya. The whole thing is wrong, where there's no Kseila. Yeah, there's not a Zelkir, and that's not a Kseila, but the Gavar, the whole thing is, you know, there's two times. Number one, the thing is no Kseila. Because if there's a Kseila there, Kvela wins and Kvela is Machia. The Mitzachat. Because the basis is why can't you do experiment? That was thinking this. Tom Kolos says it doesn't always work. So Rosh Hashanah is bothered by a very basic question that Rosh Hashanah wants to know that Choyra, if a big cover of Choyra makes a difference how much volume you have compared to the top of the bottom. You take a big humongous piece and a little small piece on the bottom. But Rosh Hashanah, can I get a sikh to say that this little small piece, which is hot, is going to warm up the piece on the top, which is cold, if it's 10 times the size. But another way around, saying if, and the it should be tully, depending on how much the sizes of the bottom of the top. That's Rosh Hashanah. The whole sikh is talking about chassi-chassi. If it's 50-50 the top and the bottom, to take over to the leg over, then we have a sikh of to take over the leg over. But once one is larger than the other one, Ben and Kamas, whatever, one is larger, and it is not going to be a Sugya of Tatai Gavar. Like a Tshuva brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, brings down a lot of people who are Chilik on it, and like a Tshuva says, you have to be Machin both ways. Now, let's come back. If the bottom one is smaller and the top one is bigger, like Aruch HaShulchan, that you're going to have to be machmer both ways. Now, let's say the top is hot and it's much bigger than the smaller one. According to Zakat Shur, you have to be machmer both ways and say that the top one gives blius to the bottom one, you have to be machmer both ways. Yeah. Zakat Shuva in the next piece also discusses, let's say one is wider than the other one. But tonight we're discussing thickness. So let's say one is wider than the other one. The bottom one is hot. Top one is cold, and the top one is a little wider than the bottom one. The Ketuvah has to start to say, maybe it's like the difference in scarlet, because only the middle part is getting hot, and the size of the difference in scarlet, and the Ketuvah says, like that, you have to be chesh either way, and you have to be machmer, and say, even if one is wider, then you have to be chesh still, that you can take the tag over. What's the lacha if you, the Ketuvah discusses, if you have the bottom is hot, top is cold, you thought the top one afterwards, and still is cold. Didn't get half, which should be a very normal case. The question is, yep, you think it's a gavah in that case. So the Keshuva says, that's telling the machloikis of the Pinigadim, which you mentioned last time. The Pinigadim said that, what the Anashita said, that if it doesn't get half, there are no blyos, and the Pinigadim said that, the Maisa, if If Adam went, if Kaylee died, so let's say after Machmer. But Rabbi Chuba told you to make likas. According to Rugam, after Machmer, there's much of a Machmer, so after Machmer, it's put over there. Let's get 3 layers, instead of the ice cream cone. Right? Let's put it in the chomp pot, the ice cream cone in a minute. So there's the wrapper, and there's the ice cream. And it took it out pretty quickly. And they felt the wrapper wasn't so hot. Or the, we finally put a, was a fish of kapat, with eggs, and then put something, a little cheese on top of the eggs. And the eggs didn't get hot yet. The question is, when there's 3 layers, it's also still get the third color. So, over there, Zaki Tshuva said that if you felt the second one, and it didn't get hot yet, so it's not going to be Reseach, and you don't have to worry about the third layer. Now, there's 3 layers, and they didn't get hot yet, like Zaki Tshuva, and I said, okay, it's a green layer.
So when
they
use
the
chocolate,
yeah, but the question is, the Gemara says, the Chamimit. Now, the question is, let's do we felt it and wasn't the Chamimit. Yes, yeah. Very good, exactly. Yeah. No, it doesn't make it hot. It gives bleed. No, I maybe three comes when it gives bleed. Maybe that's in the kudah, but the chibah said, yeah, yeah. You got a piece. You get the chibah, you got a piece that's totally cold and it's totally frozen and still gets bleed from the bottom line. That's it. The mess is mechamim. The mess is mechamim, right?
The mechamim is yet worse.
Oh, yeah.
And why would it be
after that?
Why would it be
after that? Okay. Congrats is the learning that the process of chemo, since I'm warming you up, I give up to you. You know you won't get asked, but there's too much to do. You know you don't get the best answer. What about Kayla? So let's go ahead. Let's just have a time to bounce call. So they're asking for Machmer, have a time to bounce call. Machmer is that, could they creep or you have to be Machmer, and if it's half a time to bounce call, that it does, could they creep or have to stand the case. You took a hot schnitzel, you put it onto a plate. So over there, how much is it going to answer? If the plate is cold, that's the thing that's going to clap. It's going to answer, could they creep or? It's only the chumra. I'm saying it's only the chumra or more inside the gal's house, and maybe the other thing. But you can't catch it for chumra. But to have a time, balance code, you're going to have to be mach. When it comes to the sugya of kalim, is there a din of petai gover or not? Well, my staff says that the whole sugya of petai gover is only a sugya of the negea food. Food gets hot shva by the top and the bottom. My thinking when you're dealing with kalim, like the masal, there is no din of the tegover when it comes to the sugya of kalim. The Sakh is chelik. The Sakh says that Avada is same halacha. Also, by kalim, we say that there would be a sugya of the tegover, and also kalim, the same halacha would apply. Kilega points out that even if you say by kalim it's the same sugya, but if you take a hot pot and or a cold pot, get into food. So he says, inside a dalad of Zion, a dalad, not a Zion, so a dalad in the ver, that if you take a cold kale, you stick it into hot food, only the part which, he says, that learning to take off, yes, a colloquy, you don't see the whole kale comes out, sir. He says, if you stick a spoon into kedera, you only go what goes into what you stuck in, and not the whole thing. So let's look at Vega, that if you stick in a pot, if you stick a pot down into food, only the part which goes into the pound, the part which didn't go in is not going to be a pound. Yeah, the sack and stuff kind of comes out is a very big story. Let's see, you have a Zed in a gate. You fry something, okay, Shemitah's coming up next to this. You fry something in a pot with. The Talmud Shemitah, whether it's Tzvichin, whether they didn't like the Mechira, or whatever it was, some kind of Kedusha Shviya. So get the Kedusha Shviya. Now you take that piece and you put it down now on your plate. Well, then again, you're going to a cousin, right? Your cousin eats the Mechira, right? But also we hold out the Mechira is whatever, we hold out the Mechira is no good. But the question is, you're going there for Shabbos and you want to know, can you use all the pots? Can you use the plates, the spoons, and things like that? Is there a problem using it? So if you've got a cloud, so it's going to be bleed. Most cases, it's going to be bleed. Not in most cases, the vegetables could be banned. Yeah, they're going to get you kosher food that week officially. So let's say they fried a schnitzel and there was bleed of Hatem Mechira. And they put a sukkah down on the plate. That's a sach, but over there, I can ask them. Why? Because the tach is what? Tach is hat, and the bottom is cold. What's the tach? It's a galua. So by the time the tach goes into the bottom, it's a galua. It doesn't come out below it. That which we say that the tach tach bottom is cold, it goes to the klipa. That's when it went to at the end. If a tray for piece of schnitzel, it goes straight in. But it's coming a galua. It's going to do it somewhere else. But the tach comes up many times off of the mitzvah's case. Remember this to say that if it's a galua, it's not going to go into the bottom. It's a tach tach and the bottom is cold. Let's say you have a keli, which is hot, which has brief, and a food, which is cold. Well, the case is you had a boiling hot ladle, and I mean, stuck it into something. Or you have a pot, which is boiling hot, and you put it down now, and it's touching food. The shah over there is there also. What is that over there? It's a blue, it's a brown, is it? What? You have a pot, yeah. A pot, you have a blue of Jake in a pot, right? Mm-hmm. A pot is a blue. That's the Pinagadim over there. You don't say this is so. If it's half as hot and the bottom is cold, it doesn't come out. Why? What's the reason why? There's so many times that a pot spits out much quicker. That a pot is the blue comes out, even blue races. You can't see the diamond. That's just that. So this has the exact sense of something called aleph. That when you put something from a food, you put a food on top of a food, or a food on top of a keli, that if the top is high, the bottom is cold, that's not going to come out. Because by the time it cools down, you're going to say that it cools down before the blue comes out. That's only from a food to a pot. Or food to a food. It's going from a pot to a food, like it's just like that. Over there, it spits that right away, and it's going to ask. There are a couple of cases which I like my sister. Fine, the figures are like over. At the bottom, blue races, so. Whatever, it's the blue, no, the races, no, it's not the blue races, it's the races. Yeah, I put it there, nothing more to say, doing all of that. The one left says that which is fixed at the double leg over the one top. Each other, if two next to each other, that's not telling to tell you in the light. And two things touch each other, both hats, it's going to answer cooler. Why? That's not telling to tell you in the light. That's going to be nothing there, it's there. And this is going to answer each other. The chum wants each other and us each other. They both have. Yeah, fine. So I'm at the end of the sift and down the figure of Mitzvah. Mitzvah is in. Again, it's also the Irish of the Kriyas with Shuman Koshel of Nerdalek. It's also the poor from the Kriyas has Shuman of Nerdalek. It's the Chela of Shuman. If they're not a poor from something which is Usher onto something which is Tetzer. Now, this is called Mishnah. Niktuk chibra. That you have something which the bottom is hot and the top is cold, so it's something called niktuk chibra, and it's going to make the two of them inapt to do it. Where's nagay? It's nagay every time when you pour hot water into your challenge. Maybe it's nagay at the bottom. The bottom is hot. The question is it niktuk chibra and you shouldn't do it? I'll get to that again. So, the two mahalchim have to understand you come to the niktuk chibra, the size of the shach. So we're going to put it all together. We're going to put it to the word hevel. At the bottom of the top, the top is cold, you pour in some food, and it'll give off a hevel, and this one's going to affect the other one. This one has to be the word machmer. If you have any lachis, why do you have any lachis? Because it's not Samuel. The closest word, that's the concept of Nisda Chiva. So you had to point out that merely Mechalik Shach and Taz, Mechalik Zam, Rash, and Mishnayis, the concept of Nisda Chiva is, according to some of the Rishayim, that it's not a connection. Just like with some of the Tyra, if you have the bottom of the tummy and the top of the car, and something connecting the two makes a nitzah chibra and it travels through. So to my belief, so it's a similar concept, a tremendous concept. The bottom is hot and the top is cold. The belief are going to transfer through the nitzah and it's going to make belief into the top one. But the Yehuda, that's a nitzah chibra. He says, but the everyday machus, why? Because maybe you're going to stop it didn't get so hot. Or the everyday machus, because the translation says that you can't compare. Maybe only by Tumah where you studied is it in the Gia over there we say that the halacha is that when it's in the Gia over there we say that you can't do one to the other one. And then came by Elias and he says there's no din of Nitzah Chibur. No, come on, the halacha is the halacha. So the halacha says that and this is Machshirin is telling that where the bottom is hot and top is cold. Let's say they're both hot. Like a typical case of iron, where they're both hot. That's the Chagasadim, and that is very similar. It's Ham Cham, But the Chesed Adin, there is no din. It's only when the bottom is not top. So, thinking if you're dealing with Sham Sham, there is no such din. Therefore, when it comes to your Shalom Prat, the point is, be, okay, yeah, you just said Nala Chachila. This is what Chachila is saying. But from the Chesed Adin, it is Mecha. Yeah, the thing coming out, saying, yeah, so the rush was because of Sham Sham, right? Because the rush says that I could see why I shouldn't be up there. She just says that someone with a Sham is not Makabro Zaya. It's better if you're not using the sound part on the air. I'm not going to make it. Oh, we know what doesn't make a muffin to me. Are we the same thing? There's no Zaya, just see the new Zaya. The Sham Sham, there's muffin to me. I don't know if it's Chacham even. If you fill the cap, yeah, but it's that's fine if that's, let's say, but the plastic might not be. So, yeah, because that's not uncommon. You want to breathe if you want to go into the plastic. But, now, it's plastic mitigated. We are Malika, two more things. Now, we still get three and three, and we still get Malika. The figure three is that three, when you wrote something, specifically the matter, what's called three, what's called bishop. So, person say three is when there's a little bit of right, and bishop is when there's a lot of right. Yeah, you just said that this last could be that's totally covered, and I'm thinking three is when you're just trying it a little bit over there, that we say that there's going to be three and that's going to be bishop. So there's four cases of three. There's a regular case of three, Rachis, with three shaman. There's three of a blue, and there's also three of a blue of kachish and a blue of shaman. That's going to be a fourth case. Three, which is kachish, how much does it go, Gabriel? Three of kachish, how much does it go? Matira. Three, which is shaman, three, which is shaman, is going to go kula. So the shaila is like this. So being that we're not so bucky between kachish and shaman, so over there, we're going to have to be machmer that there are much because we're not watching because it's a summon, therefore we're going to be machmer for shishim. We're going to be machmer to be chishish that we're going to be summon, and therefore it's going to be chishish that it goes all over. Even if it's. Okay. Yeah. So, let's say if the system is kachish and heter is shaman, the sadly, do you say, speak of not, do you say that the kachish. The Isser, the Heter goes into the Isser, and now it's going to be making into Shaman, and therefore the whole thing is going to, the old is going to be out there. There are two ways of understanding what the Heter goes into the Isser, the Isser goes into the Heter. The Mechab is Machma. Like the Taz is Mecha, the Taz is Mecha. So the Mechab is the whole Mechab is Mecha, and the Mecha is Mecha, and therefore the Taz is Mecha. Mecha, the Sach, and others, and the Kesef, they answer the Mechab, and they hold that you do say the sin of Hapitam, that the Heter is Kachish. Right, the Isser is Kachish and the Heter is Isser. Over there, we're going to be Machmer and say that you have to that go to make Kedek Kulis. Fine, that's the case where, that's why it's three, where it's Kachish and where it's Shaman. Let's say it's a Blua. If the three is a Blua, so it says how much does it go with the Blua. So over there, the Mechavah says that it can go, if it's a Blua, that was three asters only when it's a machmas asthma. It's a machmas asthma, and the veil or a bucket of color. I'm saying it's something which is, it's a belua, it's a machaber. If it's kachish, belua doesn't go at all. I'm thinking if it's shaman, it's going to go out. It's like a shach, kapig this, we are bucky. That was true when our bucky is going to that, that only applies something which is not a belia. So if it's a belia, we are bucky being kachish or shaman, therefore it's like the machaber. So the fact that if it's kachish, blue is not going to go anywhere. I'm thinking if it's shaman, it's going to come out. What's the gather of a blue? What's considered at the end? Is there any gas? And the bay is considered the band. So what's the lach of bus of the chalav? When it comes to bus of the chalav, nechatu nashach and nitaz, Kabbalah says bus of the chalav is considered it's a machmas atzmos. The question is, what's the case that a bus of the chalav is considered a machmas atzmos? It's considered nitaz and nashach. Those bus called it's machmas atzmos that right now the meat. Touch the milk, the new set of cheese. So that's considered it's a machmas atzma, and by three, it should come out there. Or is it talking about the next time around? Something, the meat touch of cheese, now this has a belief about the chalav, The shayla is now, does Vasu Chol become an Issa Be'etzem? Becomes an Issa Be'etzem. Once it becomes an Issa Be'etzem, so the next time around, it's going to come out without righteous. Nechku Atad V'Nashach. I'm not going to use Ba'alacha, which is going to give the Hashakelim, some of the some from the Pesach time, that is based on the grass, that if you had a bus of a challah, the first one went in, I did three. The second one went in, I did bishul. The shayla is, how do you have to cash it? You go, it's a bus of challah, it's a bad time. So it's not enough to cash an idea, go up, to get the bishul part. You have to get the sleep up. Even the power to sleep came off there and doesn't come out if you do it. The body cough falls, you have to get the sleep. I'm thinking if you learn that, not it's a bad time, you learn that it's just two things mixed in, the milk and the meat there. Once you get the milk totally out, then the meat part will be mutter. So if the first part was free and the second one was like gala, then halacha ma'aseh would be mutter. Ma'aseh, the chazanish, is mutter halacha to say that it's not issa be'etzem, and therefore, it's not issa be'etzem, and therefore, when you come to kashering, it'll come out of kula. It'll also come out of kula. In a case we spoke out, if you fry a frankfurter with a pam or something like that, which is mukha, if the pam wouldn't be a davashamim, if you now go put it down on a plate, so bafu chalav is considered not a sabbatim, and if you put it on the next plate, it's not going to, normal case of the chalav, if you put it on the next plate, it's not going to be a sabbatim, it's always going to be a bria, and it's not going to ask you to put the plate after. Ingredient, we saw machlekes, where the ingredient is considered a velua, or ingredient is considered a gan, and not a chaynim, but if you have ingredients of milk in there, or ingredients of chleshik, and it's not the actual thing, is that considered a issa b'lua, or that's considered a issa bad? Fine. So that all applies when we're talking about that's when we're talking about food. I'm going to talk food again in a second. I forgot to mention that even if something is a davashamin, we're also in the machmer, then you're also going to have to take a David Tila. That's what you say, that's mechafeya. It falls in the mock and you do, you always have to take a, you always have to take a day mitzvah. Like Kivega spoke out, he's like in the Mechavit, that's good enough for mock and you do. It falls the place where you see it. Now, when it falls the place where you see it, he wants to say that you don't have to take off the day mitzvah. What's the reason why? So he wants to be like, the Pekhaj says, Dafka, he says that, Dafka in a case where it's a chumrah, in the Mashal, a case where it's shaming, and a case where it's a chumrah, over there, if you didn't fall mock and you do, you could say it's Batav, a Kachish, which is Medina, he wants to have taken a seat in all Khatifah. Kivega says, because you might chachish, and you know, only touch one place, because you have a bit of Bereim HaKremis. This is the bit of Bereim HaKremis, therefore it's in the matter. When it comes to the halacha of Kli, so I'm going to get a Kli going from Chaticha to Chaticha, so the three cases. There's Kli to Kli without Reitiv, Kli to Kli with Reitiv, with, it's a chachish, and it's a shema. So Kli to Kli, halacha is Kli, he does not go without Reitiv. You can't touch each other, there's no Reitiv. In between, Aliyah doesn't have any rates, and therefore they don't ask each other. One side of the is a lachachiva, but the current Kli does not go to another Kli without rates. What's considered rates? If some Achalik is going to have a Zah, Sadik Beit Chav, but the Ayuda is rates of Ksat, considered a rates. The Chavasat won't say rates of Ksat. Not considered a rates, the cash was, why is rates of Ksat considered a rates? It might say from Kli to Ayuchal goes out that rates, that Ayuchal, that Mashka should become Treif. So, and if Yadid is clear, because he makes success, you have to worry about that later in my son. That later is going to go to the next place. Kli to Oichel, so the Shaila is over there, the Ramah says that even though we say sometimes the Kli is harder for it to blow out, but if Kli is spit out another Oichel, even that later, you know, specifically, even that later is going to spit it out. That's the reason why. We say that says because the Kli does not have its own plato. It doesn't have its own plato. It doesn't have its own plato. So, therefore, it spits it out, and therefore it's going to ask for the klipa, even without rights of it. So, what's my halacha if the kli had a belua of Issa Shamin? That was by Issa Kachish, they spits out and answers right away. So, by Shamin, does it go k'dei kli or not? So, that was Machlokes in the Shachar, Magen Avraham, the Shachar, the Sopik, and Magen Avraham is like, the Hakel, that's in the Chet, the Tacham Zayin, so even if it's shaman, it doesn't go because they're clear. Once you said it, it doesn't go because something in the Kli loses shaman. It's nice and Shadura and the Chaskeis of Mekko and said that something which is shaman doesn't go in the Kli, something is shaman, it might say it doesn't go out even if it's shaman.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. To go, to go. I'm just, yeah, the other guy. went to Malicha. We saw that Malicha was not Nacham Achas Mocha. He asked the in Shem Malucha. It's in a Kareseach, and answers Kedei Klipa. So we saw the three levels, the Klipa, Netila, and Kulay. Shaman is Kulay. The Shalas by Kach is the two Gedan. There's Klipa and Netila. So what's the two Gedan? One Klipa and Netila. So some Achazes in the Shachman Gain is the gather between three levels of Shamanus. There's some that goes Klipa, a little bit goes Netila, and the last one that goes Kulay. Or is the Nakuda of the Chilgin Vasta Abanan. The Abanan was Nechisha Klipa, and Shankin is Nechisha Dereisa. Over there, we're going to be choishes for Kulay. So, Mechaber, there be three different levels between Klipa, Netila, and Kulay. The Ramah says we're not Paki, there's man of them. The Ramah says that, being that we're not Paki, there's man of them, and Kach is a Shaman, but the Ramah, you have to answer everything today, Kulay. I demand the thing of Kula. Kula is that, going to Mechaber, when you want to figure out, you put the Rishishim, Mechaber says every single piece has to be about the Rishishim. And each piece with the touch, after the decision, could say, "I'm a fair chizuk." According to Rama, we're saying a tremendous kula. According to Rama, we're saying it does go from chizuk. Rama is bothered by why you have right to do that to go from chizuk to chizuk. The Chayy also saying a tremendous kula. So Rama says, being that anyhow, the shita holds it goes a klipa. So normally it's got to be a chumra. We have what we say to go with the shita klipa. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem of going on the shita and saying you always go shisha. The Ramah says ice and Allah Maisa that we're gonna be machmer on a issu that has shamunis, like Khalavat there, the issu is no shamunis, can you come to Pesach? We could only ask the Klipa. The Ramah wants to make examine the Raisa is no shamunis, and we can ask the Klipa. The Sakh says the minig is now like that, the minig is on the Raisa and the machmer. And the Abanim is the maker. Kivega sums up, it says, the rice, no shamunis, have the capacity to make up. The Abanim will make it straight up. And once the one time with Hashem shamunis, so he says that the Abanim have success. And the rice will be by Hefzid, Meruba. The Abanim will come out just a quick to come and get the four things. Kavish is Kimavusha, basically goes to Ekulai. It goes all the way by Kavish. Fish also goes to Ekulai. Liam and Melicha, you go round this should be good. Matila, Klipa, different Madrigas. The Ramah says, Zim is man of Zeh, we're not bucking because it's something. This thing has to be Machmer, Kadei Kulay, and it goes there. Just for example, let's say somebody fried a bereka with meat inside the bereka. So what's the luck in that case? So just a conscious pan in that. Yeah, the Mukhi Pan, the Mukhi Pan. The fried bracket was in the Mukhi Pan. Anybody? In the Ikei Din, you say it's sleepy. It's mega sleepy, only have to take Klipa on the Tila, whatever it is. That'd be calling for the Das and Mechaber, but according to Rama, being that we're not bucking Mechachas with Shaman, if we're not Bechas with Shaman, we have to down it like this, y'all. Yeah, we're not bucking Mechachas with Shaman, we have to give it in a bit, so it's like 6 o'clock, and it goes all the way around, it goes through, and it's up the cashier, you're fine then. What? That's convenient. You fry the knish, and you put the knish, it's pastrami. Pastrami knish. I don't think we need to put the N in the salad. That's an ingredient. And in blue is when it comes puffle to the ether. And then you can clear. When. What do you say? Yeah, we have the. You have to down it like Bishop, and you have to worry that it goes a little bit. Like. And we're not bucking cockles with something. We're not bucking the cockles with something. So if we have to down like Bishon, that's what we say, it goes right through, and that's why it's definitely. We're not bucking the cockles or something. We have to down like, maybe there's something that's not an idea. I'm definitely not bucking. But I don't want to answer for that. Ramah says not bucking. What do you say? If it wasn't hot, so then if you call it a bit of a if the knish wasn't hot, you could go for 5 seconds. Okay, that kind of case is when the person realizes whatever I'm saying. I'm the band because not them, and then so yeah, it's a thing that we're not bugging us, so you go the way through, and therefore we're gonna do it. Okay.